The sermon today was written by Father Lou for us, so I'm sending you his message. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is pretty weird. I, Lou Hayes, am writing a sermon to be read by Teresa Payne. This is new for me, and I suspect it's new for her too. Thank you, Teresa, for doing this. As you are hearing this, I am in the Netherlands with my wife and two sons. Most likely, because of the time change, I've already gone to church, probably at the old Catholic Church in Amsterdam. The old Catholic Church and the Episcopal Church are in full communion. And that means that, theoretically, an Episcopal priest could serve in an old Catholic parish, and a priest in the old Catholic Church could serve in an Episcopal parish. The catch is that both would have to be bilingual because the old Catholic parishes and priests are in the Netherlands and in Germany. But I digress. This morning, the 12 apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. These are the folks who've been living and traveling with Jesus for the better part of 3 years, and even they have doubts still. How much faith do we have? I'm sure that all of us have faced challenges, disappointments, and even tragedies in our lives. We may want to join with the apostles and ask Jesus to increase our faith, or maybe even give us faith. Our faith is likely challenged from time to time. We may have questions and doubts, and that's okay because, after all, it is called faith, not certainty. Some people believe that God tests us and our faith by bringing bad things into our lives. I reject that notion. I believe it's a false doctrine. God doesn't want bad things to happen to us. God weeps with us when we go through the tragedies of our lives. However, I do believe that God uses the difficult times of our lives as an opportunity to get closer to us, to comfort us and to encourage us, to see the opportunity for growth and change in our lives. I believe that God has used this time of transition at Christ Church, the sadness over losing Chad, the anxiety over when a new rector will come, as a time of strengthening this parish. So how does Jesus answer our question? How can our faith be increased? Jesus tells us, if you had the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you could take a mulberry tree, uproot it, and then plant it in the sea, and it would obey you. I remember that my mother used to wear a piece of jewelry around her neck, a small glass orb with a yellow mustard seed in the middle. You may remember these. Maybe you even still have one. I didn't realize at the time that my mother's necklace was a statement of her faith. The mustard seed is quite small, right? Well, here's the kicker. The mustard seed known in Jesus' time was much smaller. Imagine a piece of white paper and a very sharp pencil, and then imagine a single pencil mark on the paper. That's how small Jesus' mustard seed was. It was the smallest of all seeds at the time. And that's not all. The mulberry tree was known to have a remarkable root system that made it extremely difficult to uproot. And how could a tree be planted in the sea? It really seems impossible. It reminds me of another saying of Jesus, with God, all things are possible. Jesus tells us that even a very little faith will do the trick. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells us that this faith can move mountains. What are the mulberry trees and the mountains in our lives that need to be uprooted or moved? Jesus' words give us strength and hope. Jesus reminds us that anything is possible in God's kingdom. I have great faith in Christ's church, which is you, and your bright future. I have great faith that God will bring you the right person to be your new rector in God's good time. I have great faith that God will continue to be with you no matter what. My prayer for all of us is this, Lord, increase our faith. Amen.